I thought I told all of you I want radio silence until further...
I'm very sorry, Hans. I didn't get that message.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show. Rejoining me once again, because, well, we can't go wrong. What can I say? First of all, you know him, you love him, John Tabletop Karunas.
That's from last time.
It is.
It's because I have a tabletop butt.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
No problem.
Cool.
It's you for cheese. Yeah.
You and your lack of ass are welcome on the show anytime.
But nowhere else.
It's a great intro, by the way.
I think you need to own it. Just
bring it.
I mean, you kind of did last week.
I mean, you did.
Or 2 weeks ago,
really
rather.
Hard. A few weeks
Can
ago.
We move on to the next person now, please?
Candace.
Those other delinquents you hear talking are in the middle seat for a change in this Y chromosome sandwich is... Candace Feltz.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back.
It's only because Black History Month is over, so they put me in the back.
You totally chose that seat.
No, he's being, it's Women's History Month now, so he's just being.
We switched.
March is Women's History Month. Get it together.
John decided to stay in the front still because he's an asshole.
Hey, man.
It's actually probably true.
The name
you
caller.
You chose your seat. I chose this seat. Boom.
John's the eye candy, and he's up front. What can I say?
What did you say to
Listen,
me?
It's in switch.
Wait.
The person who's giving me a hard time, by the way, Norman Trotter. Welcome back, everybody.
Oh
thank
God,
you very much for being here.
Hey, shut up. I'm being eye candy.
Do you want to switch with John?
No.
Why not?
He doesn't.
Okay.
Just giving you
I'm trying to rip out your eyes.
All right. Simmer down. Couple of things before we get started with the verbal free-for-all that you just got a little sampling of. First of all, thank you once again for everyone who's been tuning in the show. We got a nice bump in downloads and subscribers, and a special shout out to the Safe Selfie Squad because they went nuts for the show last week. Yeah, that's right. If I was better at the soundboard, I would actually do a little, hang on, I think we have an applause here. Maybe not. Oh, well. Sorry. Oh, wait, hang on. That sounded like a crap. There it is.
There it is.
Thank you, Safe Selfie Squad, for tuning in last week, for downloading, for streaming, which was crazy because only a second full episode and already 1,100 views in 5 days, which is
that's
nuts.
Hot. It's really sexy.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that that's the most amount of views of any podcast ever.
I think so. It's tough to get people to watch anything for an hour on YouTube, but yeah. People did.
It's crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
It's crazy.
Because we're beautiful.
Well, even though you guys weren't here, I think the momentum carried forward because you guys helped set up the live broadcast and the previous week you were on camera. That's it.
You got to lay a foundation, you know?
Of course.
You gotta lay the brick and mortar upon which everything else stands.
God damn it. That's why the first video episode was with this collection of people. I know what I'm doing.
Thanks for the ego blow.
So much so that...
Oh, thanks for the blow.
That's all. Thanks for the ego blow.
That's not the first time Norman said that today. And...
Hey.
It's not even the second
time. All the way around.
So thank you, Safe Selfie Squad. And I hope you all are sticking around and enjoying the show. We do appreciate it. Needless to say, if you didn't get the impression, we're back to explicit this week. Not explicit, but it's not going to be a clean show like last week was. So, yeah. Speaking also of last week. Now, I noticed this when I heard the show back. Excuse me. which was that we had a little bit of an audio issue in the studio, and you can actually hear it. It lasted for about the first 10 minutes. There was a little bit of an echo kind of sound. Once again, you can hear it, but it was really distracting me. So for the first couple minutes of the show last week, I sounded like I just learned English that afternoon. I was, and
congratulations.
Thank you. And someone called me out on it too, but I knew it. So I had to own up to it because I did. It was like, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Kate Bott.
It was, yeah. Where your hands at?
That's none of your goddamn business.
You're like accidentally just, you're making certain words plural that don't need to be plural. Like, add us on the Twitters.
Yeah. Face space. No, that's not right.
Nope.
No, it was because we're getting the echo. I was stopping in between words because I'm hearing my voice bounce back. It's like when you get an echo on a phone call. You kind of, when you hear yourself back after you just spoke the word, it's kind of the same thing. I was hearing myself in my headphones.
No, I have Verizon. It's fine.
Shout out.
Verizon does not sponsor Chris Abalo's podcast experiment.
Yet.
But so I do apologize for that because I know I sounded a little bit ridiculous. And then the momentum picked up because about 10 minutes in, I shut something off in the studio. For the people who watched, you could see me get up. I wasn't being rude to Erica, who was on the phone. I just got up and fixed it in the studio, and then we weren't getting the sound anymore. So everything's fine. And also this week, debuting at 9 p.m., so from now on, 9 p.m. Pacific time, that's right.
It's like our own little daylight savings.
Wow. It is.
There it is, except we fell back.
Well, see,
we fell back.
We fell back.
We didn't spring forward.
Which we're about to do.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, yeah, so is it going to even out?
Saying.
Yeah?
After next Monday, is it going to even out? No.
Well, no, because
it's,
we're
no,
going
to Sunday.
We're
Sunday.
Springing forward.
We're springing forward.
Yes.
So it'll be kind of like 10 p.m. because we're springing forward since now we're on at 9.
It'll kind of be like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but not the original yet, kind of.
That had, yeah, that had nothing to do with it.
We're easing into it.
No, don't you ever say that ever again.
That's how I like it, so it's fine.
Easing into it?
No.
That is also not the first time John has said that to us.
Oh, God.
We're just going to ease into it. You like that one?
There's a wet
one. You should see his face. You are rock hard right now.
What is it? Aren't we all?
Because all the roofies you gave me.
Hey, I had to put them somewhere.
This got aggressive fast.
I'm tired of roofieing myself.
This is why Candace is in the middle. She's got to be refereeing you two jackasses.
I'm not refereeing anyone.
No.
Well, by the way,
your barrier.
Let's revisit the roofie conversation by the end of this podcast.
Okay, good. We will come back to roofies.
There might be a story involved in that.
Have you been roofied before? Is this going to be a sad story or
we'll
funny story?
We'll get to this.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Let me wrap up the plugging and then we'll launch full on. To more of this hilarity. One last thing. A friend of ours, friend of the show and friend of everybody in the room, Lauren Sperling, she is starring in a play that's happening at the Loft Theater in downtown L.A. And they're putting some finishing touches on the show. And they have started a crowdfunding campaign to get the last few things done. And they have some very cool incentives. So what we like you to do, if you would be so kind, go to Kickstarter and look for the play She Kills Monsters. They're only about, I think, $500 away from the goal. By the way, a title like that, how can you not want to be a part of She Kills Monsters? That kind of says it all. But if you can go there, also the link will be at chrisabal.com associated with the Cape 39 post. So if you don't want to search for it on Kickstarter, go to chrisabal.com, look for Cape 39. The link will be there. But kick in some money, show Lauren and company a little bit of love, and she'll actually be on the show later in the month. So please do that as well. We appreciate that. And follow the show, Twitter, Instagram, Kate Pod, and like the show on Facebook, and subscribe on YouTube. Links, once again, all at chrisabal.com. All right. What the hell are you two fighting about?
Oh, we just hate
now
each other.
I'm done.
For everybody,
thank you, by the way, for being respectful.
Literally, as you're talking, I look at him, and he looks at me, and I mouth to him, "Shut the fuck up." And he mouths back at me, "Fuck you." And that's it. Nothing actually happened.
This is tremendous radio.
But then I ghost grab Candace's boobs.
Yeah, but like, that's how Norman and I
is that what we're doing? Like, now that the show's video?
You're welcome. We're
I said ghost grab. Yeah. I didn't grab
them. Can we get a hard zoom in? A little cold in here, Candace?
It is. Freezing.
Can I just say as well, we actually have a guest engineer tonight. Jeremy, owner of Skid Row Studios, is sitting in to engineer the show. So let's give a little love to Jeremy. So he's ripping his hair out because he doesn't know what's going on this show. I'm not getting you in my headphones. If you can go, you can go on the air. You can jump in if you want to
he's
say
just,
something.
What
absolutely.
What are these idiots doing? That's yep. what
he's very polite.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Unlike John.
Sorry about that.
No,
yeah,
sorry.
I have no idea what's going on, but it's great, man. Go for it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Can
this
do.
Is just yeah. around that.
Yeah.
The engineer.
Well,
yeah. doing now, good.
Now that we got the approval from him, let's march on forward.
Wait, what about Caroline?
What? Carol, my sister?
Carol, yeah.
She's watching the show. She's not doing anything other than waving to everybody and
she's
laughing.
She's doing a thing.
Yeah.
She's doing a
she's
thing.
She's doing things.
She's supporting you, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Women's
no.
history
month. The only
she just needs,
agree with
you. She just needs
it's all about her right now.
She needs yeah. a designated driver. That's the only reason she's here.
She's right? just hammered drunk right now.
It's really not cool to air out your sister's.
She was, you know what? She had to get home. I had to stop here first because we have a show to do.
Yep.
So that's how it's going to go. All right? All right. Let me ask you guys something.
Is it deep?
Shut
Are we
said.
Getting sexual again?
That's what she said. All
Didn't
right.
take long, did it?
What's the
that's
question?
That's also what she said.
Oh, God.
Well, first of all, today is actually kind of something of an anniversary for me. March 2nd, 2006 is the day I first moved to Los Angeles.
Mine was 2 days ago.
What's that?
Mine was 2 days ago. We have close anniversaries.
You first moved to Los Angeles nice. 2 days ago?
No.
No, 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 no.
2 days ago, 2 years ago.
It was 2 years
Asshole.
Ago.
Continue.
Go on, Chris.
So, I came out here with two suitcases on a plane, and that's when I first moved out to Los Angeles. And I was living in Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay.
So, which now that it's 9 years later, if I can help or resist, I should say, going over the hill, I'd rather not. And
don't
granted, we all live in the valley.
You don't like to venture into Hollywood?
No, I just, probably the last time I was there, spent any kind of time there was, funnily enough, with Norman.
I think it's on again. Hey.
What were you doing?
He used his cough button, and then he...
And then it stopped working.
And then that was
okay.
Anyways.
Anyway, no, we went to a meet. Jeez, that was 9 months ago. That was June. That was a long time ago.
You guys could have had a baby.
That's very true. She's not wrong right now.
I didn't keep it, Candace.
Could we adopt in California? You two
yes.
have the inside track,
you could.
So
it's legal.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good to know.
She's done her research.
Well, she probably has.
You can. It's legal. All you need to go online and you need to get the 5C form. You need to fill out the top section before you send it out. It's like she's
I'm gonna
got
punch
this...
you in the dick.
I would support that.
Don't go there. It's horrifying.
Candace is the gay, so she has to know these things.
I asked Norman to touch my stick shift earlier, and then he looked at my hair. He's like, "What?" I was like, "No, my stick shift."
It's true. I was there for that.
I looked at his dick and I was like, I don't say anything.
Wow.
Oh.
But I had my pants on for once.
That's more than we can say about 2 weeks ago, so it's fine.
That's also
this is true.
True.
This is very true.
I'm a bad person.
John peed.
I think you're instigating tonight. I think you're asking for all this abuse, John.
That's he likes
probably
it. It's
right.
fine.
I think so.
It's like
I'm just
50
gonna
shades
say this.
For John.
I like to not be in clothes.
I'm gonna
I can't say
on
I blame
that,
you.
I also hate clothes.
If I'm home, I'm in no rush after I get out of the shower.
It's fine. You look great.
Put clothes on.
Thank you.
I'm like a child.
Wait,
I
only
run
on
around
the
in
shower,
my underwear.
I'm never in a rush to wear clothes.
Wait.
Shower, not shower. Like,
yes.
Not
talking about?
Well, we were going to, once again, take a
tangent.
Yeah.
So going into
a little bit of a tangent.
Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Going into Hollywood.
I was explaining to a friend of mine who's never been here to visit, has been to New York, and she was there once, I believe it was last year, and was talking about Times Square, and there's all these people that kind of dress as characters, and you take pictures with them. I said, that's exactly what it's like. Sorry, you're laughing. That's what it's like in front of the Chinese theater. And I said, it's funny because some of the costumes are very lovingly made. You could tell people actually put effort into it to as an homage to the characters they like, and some look horrible. And I spoke to her about, I'm going to ask you guys, I don't know how often you get to Hollywood because we all live in the Valley, but have you guys ever seen Fat Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Listen, like, you
Spidey
can,
mask?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're talking the best.
You've
dude,
never seen
my
him?
Favorite,
no.
My favorite thing about Fat Spider-Man is that he's, like, got his gut out, and he's smoking, and he's got, like, a fucking backpack on walking around Hollywood.
Waiting for the bus and stopping for photos.
It's amazing. Oh,
it
my
is
God.
Amazing.
You, I don't understand.
Wait, do you know who Fat Spider-Man is? Have you seen Fat Spider-Man?
Of course not.
Okay, well, we need to go looking for. We need to go to Jack in the Box near the Or Tacos guy, and we need to go get photos with Fat Spider-Man.
My favorite thing is to see when, because like, all those characters, they're like friends. They know each other because they all have the same beat.
It's out there. Yeah.
And they do. They all walk the same street, so they all know each other. That's my favorite thing is, like, if you're ever walking down Hollywood Boulevard, you'll see, like, Batman, Jack Sparrow, and Spider-Man outside, like, eating fucking dollar cheeseburgers outside McDonald's, yeah, like, in costume, and it's my favorite thing to see.
It is. Well, there's no phone booth to go change
exactly
in and out of.
But they're just sitting outside, like, clearly it's like, oh, man, it was a long day. In his fucking cowl and his bat suit. It's like, this is great.
Eating the value burger that just has a pickle and a nickel size of ketchup.
He yells back, and I said, no pickles!
There's a guy with a snake.
Come on, you're Bruce Wayne. You can afford it.
There's a guy with a snake. That's always out there.
Is it a real snake?
It's a big ass.
Well, like, now you got Norman's attention.
Python. It's huge.
You're going to have to get in on the mic a little bit more, Candace. You're kind of in the back.
Sorry.
You can angle it. Why don't you get it a little more?
Did you say something?
I wasn't
better.
I wasn't going to joke about it being a different kind of motion, but too late.
It's been a long time.
I was going to say.
There's a guy with a snake on Hollywood Boulevard. Like
there is.
Legitimate, like a massive
fucking boa constrictor.
Boa.
Yeah.
It's enormous, and kids will go up and like take pictures with him, and he's always like, hey, he's harmless. And I'm like, okay, well, that's what that lady with the chimp said.
Yeah.
The chimp?
And I don't know if you guys remember what happened with that.
And now she doesn't have a face.
She doesn't have a face.
That's right. That's because monkeys are disgusting.
Well, so are snakes. Serpents from the devil. Not as bad as birds, but anyway.
Why do you have to be snakes?
I don't know.
Thanks, Indy.
Yeah, somebody got my reference. Thank you, John.
I got it, but I didn't want to acknowledge it.
No, you didn't.
Wow.
You didn't get it.
You also kind of. I've only seen two of those.
You also need to tilt the mic up a little bit more, Norman. Come on.
Tilt.
Pretend it's John's stick shift.
Is this what you want?
Yeah, yeah, it is. You do it slower.
It's because we switched seats. We're all thrown.
Right.
I know, a little bit.
By the way, when it comes to. You talk about, like, you never ventured. Well, no, I shouldn't say never, but, like, you don't really venture a lot into Hollywood. I don't like to aimlessly go to Hollywood. I will go to Hollywood for something.
Totally. Like I'll go to a meet or I'll go to the movies.
For an event or like for a show. I don't just be like, you know, we should do this, go to Hollywood. Like, let's just go kill some. No, that sounds terrible.
That's
like,
what
no.
I mean. That's
I
what I'm talking about.
I will go to
about.
Hollywood for a purpose, but that's it.
Okay. That's what I meant. But see,
I just wanted to speak my piece.
I know Fat Spider-Man's been around for a while. And I, like I said, she was kind of perplexed by the idea. Like, what do you mean? I said, no, it's Spider-Man. If it was pear-shaped, put Paul Giamatti in a Spider-Man suit.
Or who's the guy from Jurassic Park? The guy that
Newman?
The,
Tyrannosaurus
I can't remember his name.
I can never remember.
Wayne Knight.
Wayne, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw him at Vons once.
Yeah. If you put him in a Spider-Man suit, there it is.
I don't think he's that aggressive a figure. He's just got a spare tire. The dude in the Fat Spider-Man just has like, I mean, unless.
A spare tire.
Unless
it's
he's
like
gone.
Zach Galifianakis
yeah, but he also
in
like
a Spider-Man
legs.
Suit.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah. And it's just great. I love the, I want to ask him like, what's in the backpack? I just want to know.
Fuck that. How much
Sadness.
Do you take in a day?
Condoms.
How many people, like, is it the irony of Fat Spider-Man with a Marlboro hanging out of his mouth? Like, do people want a photo of that?
I would.
That's what Well, I do too.
Right? If I were visiting from a foreign land and I saw that Spider-Man.
Man, like, Andrew Garfield is slumming it since he got dropped from the Spider-Man franchise.
This is such an artistic interpretation of the Spider-Man.
Why do they have to be German?
I don't know.
All right. That's the only accent you had.
There is a guy out there that is does a pretty badass Bumblebee. Have you seen him?
Oh, the
Transformers
right?
Bumblebee?
Yeah.
Or two running around going,
no, not like an actual bee.
That'd be amazing.
So don't worry. John would never go to Hollywood Boulevard if it was actual bees.
If there was a bumblebee, I would, guys, there's bees!
Bees!
Yeah, that would be you, actually.
Yes, exactly.
You're terrified of bees.
Trying to pick the homeless guys up off the ground.
I've got you. Using them as shields.
That's right.
We went two different directions with that. Anyway, he's pretty sweet. He spent some time on his costume. I think it's all like styrofoam, but it looks really good.
I think I've seen it. Probably.
Kind of
off the top of my head.
Farther away. When you get obviously super close, you're like, meh.
Well, yeah. It's like, wait, you're not a robot.
Oh,
this is bullshit.
Shit.
Yeah.
But it's pretty decent. All things considered.
I had to address the legend of Fat Spider-Man.
It's not legend,
it's funny.
Man. It's real.
Well, I know it's real, but it's anybody who hasn't been here or any of our international listeners, which there are now some. So if you come to Hollywood. Now, here's what I'm afraid of, though. Is this going to backfire, and are we going to get a rash of middle-aged dudes who are going to... Not like a...
You were thinking...
There was a pause there. You paused.
I did pause.
Should have kept on going.
You did give an awkward pause.
You did.
Is there going to be a swarm of bees. No, a swarm of middle-aged dudes, like actors who've just gone to seed, putting on Spider-Man suits and hanging out now in front of the Chinese city. Like, are we going to expand the legend of Fat Spider-Man by accident by talking about it?
That wouldn't be the worst thing that ever happened in Hollywood. I'll
that would actually
that.
Be, could you imagine on the front page of Variety?
Just a bunch of fat Spider-Man. Yes. And then there's like one, there's one fat Venom like in the middle. If you don't know Spider-Man, you won't get that reference. But
that sounds like a disgusting orgy. I don't want any part of that. Please shut it.
Fat Spider-Man orgy?
No.
Shut up, Norman.
You ruin everything you touch.
Oh, speaking of sex.
Yay. Which
I realize is a drastic change of topic for this group.
What are you talking about? Fat Spider-Man to sex makes perfect sense.
It does.
Well, who's talking about orgies over here on the end? That's right.
John was in the dirty beard.
Don't even let it go.
You know what? Moderate this fucking thing.
What are you looking at me for? Oh, my name's in the title. Damn it. So one of the things that was brought up to me from when we did the show 2 weeks ago, I don't want to keep calling back to previous shows, but this is something I had a few people ask. They said, wait a minute. Everyone just judged your ass and John's ass. Why didn't we see Norman and Candace's asses?
Because and look I don't at Norman. Want
to... Well, Norman says, he said, quote, my ass is banging, by the way. And then we didn't get to see it. So
his ass is banging.
It
well,
is.
Well, Norman.
Things. Yeah. Will you
show? Because
the public demands it.
Stand up.
The viewing audience, what? Come on. You don't need to like grind against the camera. Just turn around, lift the back of your jacket.
Come on.
Here we go. One layer's off, everybody.
You better make the dude. This better be amazing.
You're welcome for wearing the right jeans tonight, by the way.
That wasn't planned.
No one will be disappointed. I'm gonna lay.
Norman's wearing two fat wallets.
You have to come
back pocket.
Isn't it green? Is it?
Okay, get the medicine balls out of your pants. Let's see the real
Jeremy,
thing,
you better go the wide shot. Just kidding. Sit down. That's enough.
There you go, everyone.
Is it insensitive if I ask for you to show your ass?
I don't care. I have a little ass. I'm not Nicki Minaj.
I'm just asking.
Shut up.
I mean, it's not like...
That's what I thought.
But really, nice. Like, look at those hips.
Makes it work.
Just touch my boob.
He's the only one who get away with it in the room, though. Let's be honest.
True.
That's actually
true.
Go ahead, do it.
Thank you.
John, you try.
What the hell is going on?
Get in there.
No.
It's Women's History Month.
That's like, no.
It's Women's History Month.
It's a running gag, everybody. Fine. The history of breasts.
Good Lord.
Actually, that would be a fascinating
show. Talking about orgies to a gay black man and a lesbian feeling each other up.
Okay, for the record, this is Chris's fault.
To the assessment. That's right. That's a pun. That's okay. Pun out of the John Carunas pun playbook.
Stop it right now.
I couldn't help it.
And he's back on track.
That's right.
Can we have like a pun jar? We have to put money into it.
Yes. Every time you make a pun, you have to give us money.
Wait a minute. Apparently we...
Okay. Every time I make a pun, I have to give you money?
Yes, like a swear jar.
No, my puns are awesome. You should be giving me money every single time.
That's not... No.
I'll give money to a hitman, but other than that, no.
There it is.
Pay me.
There it is.
My puns are fantastic. So whatever. You need to just get on my level.
That's disgusting.
That's what's going on.
No.
They don't want my puns. They don't want my puns.
No one wants
not that
no
your puns are puns. Bad, but...
They're awesomely bad.
There's even like a perfect little box for you. Like you make a pun. Oops. Pun box.
Like a swear jar?
Like a swear jar. That's what I said.
Or your blood.
Drop an F.
Drops. What? What about
okay,
my
I'll
blood?
Intro it.
All right. Confused.
All right. All right. So get this. Are you guys ready for this?
Ready.
No,
now we're living up to the title. We have a caller. How would you guys like to take
a
call?
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Son of a bitch, yes.
All right, Jeremy, put it through. Craig from Albuquerque, you're live on Chris Abala's podcast experiment.
It's Fred, not Craig. It's Fred.
It's Fred?
Fred from Albuquerque.
Fred from Albuquerque.
What's up?
I'm sorry, we have a fill-in engineer. He's just getting started.
I want to talk about Prop 327. Out here in Albuquerque.
Okay, what's it concerning?
Problem is that they want to make the school lunches where the kids can't buy from the vending machines. And I've got three little ones, and they get their little Debbies and their whatnots out of the vending machines. And I know where no one seems to care, and I you guys, I just feel like I listen to you guys and...
You do?
You've got some ideas.
This is a crank call.
You think?
Get this thing going.
Gotcha.
Also, I want to know the girl, how she'd like me to shove my fist up her ass.
Wow. You are precious.
Let's talk prices.
Let's
have this conversation. She's super high class.
I think we're willing to negotiate.
I'm guessing it's not the last thing that's been up your ass, but there's a lot that's been up that ass.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's...
Totally. And you know what's about to be up yours?
Ooh. See, this is... You show it on camera, you're courting everybody.
Yeah, that's what it is.
This is the kind of equality we want on the show.
I wish I had that kind of pull. Damn, right?
You guys are welcome.
Wow, yeah. That's super sexy.
How much the fuck you, babe?
Now, Norman as her pimp.
Oh, my God. It depends on how long the venue. Like, you have to, like, pick her up. Restaurant, you have to pay for everything.
Wait, so this is like an escort kind of thing we're going to do? It's not just a one and done?
You're
a classy, you son of a bitch.
I'm asking.
Look at her.
Listen.
I'll drive out there right now and fuck that girl.
All right. Well, what's the price?
Have a safe drive.
Fred's ready to roll, man.
Yeah, I think so.
Is Fred gone?
Fred's gone.
He's getting in the car.
We almost had a price.
Name the price.
You're
still be listening. I'm so pissed right now.
Hold on a second. How did that go from Little Debbie's to shoving a fist up my ass?
Well,
it was a total.
Let me just tell you,
who was that?
No, the number was up here. It was from a Los Angeles area code.
Yeah,
it wasn't the dude from Albuquerque. I don't know who it was. That was funny though.
Albuquerque.
Hey, hi.
God damn! What was that jar?
And
we need that jar.
Mic drop.
Just put all your money on the table right now.
If none of you had laughed at that, then it'd be a different story. But you did. So
the funniest part.
It was a hate laugh.
You guys were cracking up though while the conversation was going on. So I thought, let's roll with this for a little bit.
Man,
I didn't.
I miss Craig. I know his name is Fred. But I miss Craig.
If there's a Craig from Albuquerque, call in now.
We should ask how big his hands are.
Oh,
it's really important. God
damn
it.
That's a missed opportunity.
Craig, please call back. Measure your hands.
Or don't.
or more importantly, Fred, don't.
Don't. Don't.
While I've got you.
While we have your attention.
Yeah.
Make sure my mom misses this one.
Oh, yeah.
Along with all the rest.
And you know what?
No, she listened to the rest of them.
To the first caller.
Yeah,
I gotta say.
Woo! It probably could have gone weirder.
I feel like we just got a really fine line. I'm not sure. Women's History Month.
Women's History Month.
Oh, that was appropriate,
progress.
Wasn't it?
Progress. Women's,
as you throw a proud as fist, I in,
throw
the
a fist
Women's
in the air.
Women's History Month.
Oh,
you're welcome, John.
Put your money down.
No, I'm not mad about it. John's not mad about it. That was horrible.
I'm not mad about it.
That was pretty horrible.
Shame.
I'm sorry, Candace.
For what?
No, just
Fred?
In general. Well, for the bad pun. Well, no, I didn't. Look, I saw we had a call. Jeremy let me know we had a call, and I thought, should we run with this? So
wait.
I figured I'd ask you guys first.
He even screened the call.
Yes, he did. I asked him to screen the call.
I just want to know who that actually was. Who did you have call in?
I saw the... No, I didn't have somebody call in. I'm dead serious.
I believe.
No, I swear.
Did I believe him?
Okay. I didn't.
No, I didn't. It was from a Los Angeles phone
Maybe
number, though. I
guess
I
was the ringer voice.
So it's somebody. Yeah, I recorded it earlier because I knew. I sent my sister a voice memo. Play this on the air.
It would make sense.
It just took a weird turn. Little Debbie's to... I have three kids.
Well, as soon as... In the very beginning, I was like, oh, this is for real. And then... Moments after that, I was like, this isn't real. And then when he went straight to you, I was like, this is fucked up.
It got a little weird.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Got weird.
We got some good comedic mileage out of it, though. So thank you.
You know it was going
Fred,
south
Craig.
When he couldn't pronounce where he was from. When he was like, I'm from
Albuquerque. How do you say
from
that?
New Mexico.
kind of came out of it at that point.
It did.
Let's see what this is all about.
Well.
Interesting.
Did this reinforce your desire not to sleep with men?
Yeah.
Well, that thanks, being Greg. Engaged you to helped. A woman probably helped.
How's this working for you?
Well, in that case, throw down another pun and we're on.
Yeah?
Candace, I'm sorry for having you show your ass on camera.
I mean, you're clothed ass. Ass. I showed my jeans.
What about me?
Nobody called.
No one just asked to fist you.
Fucking Greg. Yeah. No.
If I were you, I'd be insulted.
Are we calling him Greg now?
Is it Greg? It was a Fred.
It's not a real name. It doesn't really matter.
Fred, Craig, Greg.
They're all the same thing.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
It's probably, you know, Candace is the person who plugged this show on social media today. It could be someone from Candace's circle who called in.
Yeah.
Because I've never, I mean, I've advertised the show.
Candace, you don't have any friends from Albuquerque.
I don't. It's weird. Well, in that case, thanks, guys.
Wow, yeah. That was a great experience.
Wasn't it?
It was horrible. I need a drink.
Wow.
And a shower.
See, we should buy wine.
Shut up. Next time. Jeez. Anyway, though, but Little Debbie sound good. Go for it.
Well, we're on the subject.
I'm more of a Ding Dongs guy.
So I hear. Speaking of which, let's come back to the roofie conversation because we've already.
Oh God! Yes, let's give Fred all the ideas.
This has gone south as it is. Yeah. So, tell us a roofie story, please.
We're telling a roofie story.
You say you had one
roofie story. Let's go. Okay,
do it.
So this is a true story.
It's gonna get weird.
Only kind of.
Weirder than it already is.
You're right. Never mind. It's gonna be fine.
The bar's on the ground. So
let me just start by saying. College was an interesting time. So I had, do you ever have like one of those classes in college that it was like once a week, but it was a 2.5 hour class? It was just once a week and it was like a seminar.
Yes.
So it was one of those classes and I had it with a really good buddy of mine. He and I had the same class. So we would go to the class together all the time. Like we would skate there, whatever, skate back. And I went.
In short shorts?
Probably.
Say yes.
In tank tops? Cool. Yes.
I need a visual.
Norman's having a great
first
time.
Rule of improv.
So it's San Diego. Yes, and. It's San Diego. And I go, like, I leave my apartment and I go to his apartment to just, like, pick him up and then go to class. And so we're in there.
Be quiet, Norman. I know where this is going.
With skates?
Not like roller skates, dude. This isn't fucking Boogie Nights.
It sounds like you're Terry from Reno 911.
Yeah.
Or is it?
We're in line skating on the way to class. Like, no, come on.
In tandem.
Yep. So anyways, I stop off at his place to pick him up so that we can cruise to class together. And he lived with a dude who just had, oh my God, what do you want?
Are you wearing roller skates, blades, or
it was a skateboard like what
you
regular
need to
people
say that.
Do?
We don't know. God.
Norman, I'm a 28-year-old straight man. What do you think it is? Inline skates?
It should be.
Okay, well.
Continue on with your story.
Oh, thank you. And he's done. Thank you. Mike out. So let's continue with this story. So I leave my place. And I go to pick him up at his. And he lived with a dude who at the time just, he had access to a lot of random stuff. So we're about to leave for class. And he had, his roommate had a bottle of liquid GHB. And GHB is.
As you do.
Roofie.
Right.
That's what it is. And so he asked, he was like, do you guys want to take a couple of shots of GHB before you go to class? So I'm like, what? Fuck it. So
I'm going to graduate anyway.
We take a couple of like capfuls and we put it into a glass of orange juice. So my buddy has his glass.
A couple of capfuls.
Yeah. Like of the liquid GHB and just like.
So this is like compared to, let's say, a shot of NyQuil. What's the over under?
Kind of.
Equivalent to like a NyQuil cap all in?
Not like not the plastic cap over the cap, but the cap itself.
Okay.
So just a couple of those into some orange juice. We're like, all right, well. Let's go learn some political science.
Or not.
So we leave for class and we get there and we settle in and class kind of starts to happen and it starts to settle in. And I was sitting in front of my friend. So I'm sitting here. He's sitting right behind me. And like 20 minutes into class, I turn around and I look at him and he has already gone like completely green faced. Just like.
You're allowed to laugh. You guys just can't talk.
I don't know what's happening. And he looks at me. He's like, I don't think I'm feeling so good. Okay, well, I turn back around, still feeling fine. I turn back around like 10 minutes later, and he's straight up just now white at this point, and he grabs his skateboard. He's like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. And he books it out of the class, And he's already like vomiting on his way out the door, and he leaves. And I sat there and I took notes for 2.5 hours. Never touched me.
Really?
Never. Never.
Well,
but it did him, and it ruined his class.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know Rufy has no effect on John.
There you go. You can't.
It'll make John take notes. It'll make John focus.
Yeah.
It's John's Ritalin.
Dude, that's
how I
pass college.
So are you saying you should get roofied before you have sex so you'll take notes on how to be better?
Now that you brought it up.
If only there was room to get any better.
That was a boring story.
You're a boring person.
That was a boring story. I took roofies. Nothing happened. Here you go.
All right, fine.
Okay, so Norman, tell me your roofie story.
I don't take drugs because I'm a smart person. Thank you.
That story sucked, Norman.
It was short. It was
boring stories.
It was terrible.
Norman, you have a story. Give us a story. You must have something.
On drugs? No.
It doesn't need to be a drug story. Just tell us a story.
Yeah.
Telling you a story.
Candace is exempt because
let me tell you a story about my first date.
Yes. I'm all ears.
First man or woman date?
Doesn't matter. Let's pretend. Let's make it up in your own mind. Use a lot of vague pronouns, Norman.
Are you going to tell the story of when we went on our first date? Is that what it is?
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh my God.
I'm ready. Norman, no. Set the scene. Take it away.
Online dating.
Wait, your first date was online dating?
It was online dating. Was
really?
So we decide to meet at the Griffith Park Observatory at night. Romantic star. It's beautiful.
And free. Fucking cheap.
Extremely free, damn it. Don't have to be for anything. So I get there. I'm there first. It's early. There are a whole bunch of telescopes around. Japanese kids running around. There's a bus. They're on the tour. And I'm at the steps looking at the stars, looking super cute. Leather jacket, red shirt, pants.
As is tradition.
I looked good. And I'm standing there thinking, this would be really great, or he could be really ugly. That's never going to happen. And so this guy walks up to me, and he does not look good. He's like, Norman. I'm like, no. He's like, it's me. I'm like, oh, fuck.
So not the same picture as the online profile.
Oh, God, no, it's awful. But I thought, you know what? Screw me for not giving this guy a chance. He could be really cool. I can't be superficial. And so we go on this date, and he was so stupid.
Really?
You cannot be ugly and stupid.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
The thing is, it gets my boat. He had friends that worked there, and so he starts talking to his friend, and I'm just standing there in the middle of them. Looking back and forth for 5 minutes, getting really pissed off because we're on a fucking date. And then after 5 minutes goodbye, I walk right in the middle of them. I'm go, hi, I'm Norman. And he's like, oh, I'm like, yeah. Hey, what's going on?
That's terrifying.
And the guy's like, oh, shit. I'm like, we're on a date, you son of a bitch. Don't ignore me. Don't you ignore me. I was so mad.
The sass was off the charts on this
pissed.
Date.
Don't know. And so we begin to leave the museum. Like, yeah, I had a good time. I hate you.
lose my number.
I was looking around. He's like, what are you looking for? I'm like, I'm looking for the James Dean statue. Because I've never seen it before. He's like, who's James Dean? I was like, oh, fuck you. I was like, James Dean. It's James Dean. And he's like, I don't, are there explosions in the movie? I don't get it. And I'm like, and I ran.
And then Norman had an aneurysm.
It's like, no. Is that the end tonight?
How old was this person?
He was old. He was in his 30s. I'm serious. That's awful.
No.
And he told me he lived with his brother on a
houseboat.
No, in an apartment on like a blanket in the living room. And I was like, you are not selling yourself.
But he's trying to pitch it to you like, yeah, it's like camping every night, you
it's
know?
It's awful. Everyone hates me. James Dean who?
God.
How good was this profile that you said, I need to give this dude a chance?
I was just saying, you know, universe, let's go.
Leap and the net will appear.
Let's dream big. And it shat on everything. That was my first
date,
guys. Damn,
universe. That sucks.
Not a lot of good first date stories. Not just at the table. Yeah, well.
P.S., that was a better story than your roofie story.
But there weren't any roofies involved in yours.
But there could have been if I took his drink.
Did he buy you a drink?
And we'll never know.
End of story.
The end.
Interesting postscript to that story. His name was Fred from Albuquerque.
He called in. He was like, no, Fred. Not tonight.
Only on the third date.
And he called in to exact his revenge.
Thanks for giving me your sloppy seconds.
Oh, God.
That was good, Norman. I enjoyed that.
You're welcome.
Are there, you know what? Are there, because this actually kind of caught my curiosity after the last time when you, Candace, told a joke about what two lesbians bringing on a second date.
Yes.
Which is funny. Are there, because everybody knows the inappropriate gay jokes, are there any, don't look at me like you don't, you break. Are there any jokes within the gay community that we might not know that are fine? I mean, there must be loads of them, but are there any good ones that we might? Because I thought that was funny, and I thought, oh, that's kind of an interesting peek into what's the matter.
I'm imagining, I'm like, are there any, you know, gay community jokes we don't know about? And I'm imagining somebody like opening the hidden chest of like hidden jokes in the gay community. It was like, the straights can't know about these. Keep them secret. Keep them safe. These are our jokes.
You're getting your hands involved in everything, yeah, in this performance. You're such an actor.
But now I really want to hear a treasure chest gay joke. Lay it on me.
Are there any that are circulating that we might not know? Yes, and, by the way, but...
Yes. And...
Got nothing.
She's going to make up a joke.
Yeah, she's make up a joke.
I'm ready.
Three lesbians walk into a bar. Well, that's it. It's the end of the joke.
Terrible joke.
It is. Candace told me that in the green room. I thought she would tell it on air, but she didn't go for it. All right, just curious.
I don't know.
I'm just asking if there aren't,
so.
That's fine.
I mean, the only...
unless you're going to violate some code by telling them on the air, which is never mind.
I violated the gay code, and all the lesbians are going to come after me.
Well, that's
they're
what
all
I'm afraid
going after
of. Then they're
going
to call
now.
In
don't
and
worry.
Threaten you.
They're
threaten
all
to put things
that's
up your
true.
Ass.
Like, he didn't want to fist me.
Let's kill him.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say like a joke, like if you ever hear a lesbian tell another lesbian, oh, you're going to toast her with that one. I mean, that one kind of goes back to Ellen, her TV show. But when a lesbian goes after a straight girl and gets the straight girl, you put a toaster tally up. So it's not really a joke, but I mean, it kind of becomes a joke when you have like lesbians in a setting together.
It's just code.
And you're like, they're like, oh, I'm seeing this girl. Oh yeah, what's she about? Like, oh, well, you know, she just left her husband, blah, 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 blah. Oh, you're getting the toaster on that one, aren't you? And they're like,
toaster?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, okay. you lost John.
It goes back to like a reference on the Ellen show a long time when she had the sitcom or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she... I can't even remember really all the lesbians right now. All the lesbians listening are like, you're a bad lesbian. I don't remember the joke in the show, but it was like something to do with they use the word toaster as like a euphemism for stuff. Because she wasn't out.
The moral of the story is the three of us have told three very bad stories.
The end. Not our best night, guys. Not our best night.
Or is it?
I got an offer to get fisted, so I'm feeling pretty good.
I feel good about the show.
I feel sorry. The long and the short of that, Chris, no.
Okay.
We don't have a magic treasure chest full of jokes.
Because that was one I never heard before, and I thought, oh, I bet there are jokes within the gay community that we wouldn't have heard otherwise that might be insightful.
Not for us straighties.
But apparently, not for you heteros.
Not for you breeders.
Breeders? It's even better. John
my
just
mom
got
liked
that.
The U-Haul joke.
What?
The U-Haul joke. My mom liked the U-Haul joke.
That's funny.
She was like, oh.
That's quaint.
That's silly. Yeah. I was like, it is silly because it's true.
Unintentional transition, which we've all done these.
Okay,
but
you went from talking about the gay community to transition. I just want you to...
well,
figure out what's happening in your brain.
Listen,
let him finish.
Because where my brain went was somewhere really weird.
Most things I say have subtext. Anyway,
true.
I
That's
had
fair.
To do some online training courses at work. And we've all done those with all these ridiculous topics. And one of them was diversity training.
Mm.
Now,
yes.
Is anybody else extremely paranoid after completing a course like this at a job? Because I'm just afraid to talk to anybody who... well, anybody, male, female.
I take it as an invitation.
Invitation to be rude?
To say what I want and see what happens.
You know what? Because I know what you're talking about with those kinds of things. And people, in my experience at least, it's like if you're the kind of person who's going to take offense to those kinds of things, if you're going to take offense to that, or if you're going to be offended by something that I say to somebody else, like even if I'm not talking to you, but if in a conversation with somebody else, I say something that you find offensive, do me a favor, show yourself the fuck out of my conversation. Yeah. I just like all of that kind of stuff where it's like diversity training. It's like, I understand. You don't need to shove it down my throat. And if you're the kind of person who gets offended, get out of the way. But see, ain't nobody got time for that.
Why do you need training? Like, if you have a problem with something I said, just come to my face.
Well, it's not just that.
Come to my face and be like, you said this and it made me sad.
It's the
so
over...
I can be like, you know?
The overriding message seems to be, we're all different, but we're all the same, which is fine. But the problem is, all right, let's say if I go out with a bunch of coworkers after work, we go to a cantina. If I order a watermelon margarita, am I going to offend the Latin chick and the black guy who are at the table with me?
Yes.
Like, see, that's what I'm worried about. If
Jonah's
anything,
like, you're going to order what, you son of a bitch? Give me some.
These training courses make me way paranoid. And then Norman steals my drink.
It's mine now. This is totally my drink.
You just bought pours into the it machine. On your head. You did exactly what they wanted you to
be
afraid to speak.
That's the problem. And that's why those things scare me. Although, one of the other ones I had to do was insider trading.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
God.
There's the part, I know, well, there's the part of me that thought, you know, the white males are really underrepresented in insider trading. There's way more of us in that field than we're being given credit for in this video. Because I know a lot more guys named Alan than I do women named Lupe who participate in insider trading. So, let's be honest.
That's fair.
It's like,
that's
Reggie fair. Is going to be working on such and such, and he finds out about a big release. I'm like, no dude's named Reggie who do insider trading.
All right.
No chance.
That's fair.
Yeah, no
and
chance.
It's
a lot
like,
of guys who look like me.
All right. It's like, yeah, and he goes out with his friends, and they have one drink too many, and then he starts to spill the beans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because when I get hammered, I tell all of my friends about the inside scoop at business. Be like, you know what I heard's pretty hot right now, you guys. Is this? No.
Yeah.
No.
No, you're too busy laying down those puns and awesome pickup lines.
Fart jokes. We don't get to insider trading bits.
Yeah.
And doesn't
happen. Much later.
Even after a liter of GHB. Still like, sorry, guys, can't tell you about work, so I draw the line.
Yeah, right?
Listen,
all holes are open, but you know, I'm not talking about work. Sorry. You're not going to violate my mind and my integrity.
Yeah. That's right.
Just my body.
Got any GHB? Well, I got this gallon.
Well, that's why you said your friend had like a
bottle.
He
was sitting in his fucking fridge.
It
was sitting in his fridge like a gallon of milk.
Would you question, like, this guy's a druggie?
Or this guy's a fucking weirdo.
Because at the time I sat there and I was like, no way. That's a big old tub of GHB. Like,
you sure it wasn't a placebo? Because you didn't feel the effects and the other dude got sick.
If it was a placebo, then it was a successful experiment because somebody got sick and it would have all been in their head.
Well, see, but that's what I'm wondering. If it was actually legit roofie.
I don't know why somebody would have just as much as, like, why would anybody have GHB? At the same time, why would anybody have fake GHB? That's even weirder to me.
It is, but I think...
It's like I'm conducting science experiments.
Here's the problem.
Variables.
Let's say, and this is a hypothetical because once again, I'm paranoid because of training modules that I do at work. Let's say you're going to use some of this roofie concentrate on a woman. If you don't want a situation like what happened to your friend where she's leaving like a vomit trail of breadcrumbs on the way out of the apartment where it's, and then she gets drug tested and it's like, well, we know where you came from.
Right?
That's bad news. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering if this stuff was for real. I'm not looking for it. I'm just a curious party. But
I don't know because it was my first and last experience in the matter. So I don't have any more information for you. I'm sorry, but I'll find some local pamphlets at Planned Parenthood or something.
Your GHB
and you. Planned Parenthood is the new supplier.
Coping with GHB problems. Yep. Yeah.
Where did he get a gallon?
I don't know.
I'm completely...
Did he make it?
Maybe.
Was he like Breaking Bad?
Maybe.
Only for GHB?
Could have been.
He's all, I'm Walter White, but not right. really.
But before
really.
There was a
but
Walter
really
White.
Fouling it up.
Mm-hmm. It's possible.
It's possible.
Who really knows what you took is really what it comes down
to. Well, that's what I'm wondering.
It was fucking smart water.
Because
or something.
Yeah, can you imagine? It's just like, I'm going to fuck with
Pepto
these guys.
Right. Like,
were you a freshman?
No, I was Sophomore.
Okay, so you were still an underclassman. He could have just been fucking with you.
He was my age, though.
No, it was tap water with like an eyedropper of pineapple juice in it. And he's Let's like, have some that. PHP. Let's
what did it taste that. Like? Oh, we had it in orange.
It was an orange juice, so you could.
Did it,
well,
it
John woke up with the distinct taste of penis in his mouth afterwards.
That's nothing it tasted, different than every day.
It tasted a lot like
that's
Cancun.
That's normal, guys. It's normal.
Yeah. Maybe for you. Penis not mouth. For John.
You don't know.
John?
Or do you?
What? Yeah, never mind. You can plead the fifth.
Oh, God.
All right, one last thing. We're running out of time. So let's chat about one more thing, which I think we're getting our comeuppance because of John 2 weeks ago bragging about the heat because now it's freezing.
Yes,
it got all the way down to a frigid 51 degrees today.
Yeah,
and people
cool.
were going apeshit.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I've become a West Coast. And my friend was telling me today because it's, I think it topped out at like 20 degrees in New Jersey today. So we're texting back and forth. And he says, I just can't. He's like, it's not even the cold. It's just the ice everywhere on the road. He said, that's stuff that messes me up. And I said, yeah, it's pretty cold today. And I sent him a screenshot of just the Weather Channel app, 51 and cloudy. He's like, you can't do anymore. I said, no, I've become a West Coast wuss. And I totally have. Like, I just can't deal with the cold. Even walking out of work today, because I'm in an office all day. And then I leave at 6 o'clock and, you know, have my leather jacket on as I always do. And step outside and all of a sudden turn into my father. Whew. Cold outside. Man, it's cold. What happened? Whew. And I realized it's 51. This is shorts weather where I'm from. I don't understand.
I was thinking about what happened to me? Exactly today. I ran to the grocery store and when I got home, I was like, shit, I'm cold. But if I lived in Chicago, I'd be wearing like jeans and a t-shirt right now.
Yeah.
And loving it. What's
you
wrong
take
with
this,
me?
You take this weather somewhere cold and it's like spring break.
Yes. You have no idea how many
people
parts of the country
ripping
are
their
dying.
Clothes off.
Yeah. Oh my God. 51 yeah. in Chicago after the whole winter. People are like flip-flops and shorts mm-hmm. and tank tops.
Meanwhile,
like,
here
yes.
tomorrow morning, there's going to be a polar bear club that's meeting like, in Malibu. It's like, all right, everybody,
me, when it gets,
the water's 48.
When it gets this cold, it's like...
cold.
You have to, it's the cold to me. This kind of cold is when it's like, you have to keep telling the people around you how cold it is. Like, you're all together, you're like, it's really cold out here. And like, you just keep saying it. 10 minutes goes by, be like, it's freezing. We heard last time you said it. It's like you keep reminding people. Yeah. Like, in case you guys didn't realize, it's really cold.
Just to emphasize how cold you are. Yeah. We were all huddled up in a little circle outside waiting to get into the building.
I literally was like,
freezing out here.
What is it?
Yep. Yep.
It thunderstormed, though, too. We had thunderstorms.
So. Today?
I saw lightning last night.
Yeah.
Really?
I did.
It, up by us.
It was like God was taking a photo, you know?
Oh.
What the fuck was that?
That was for Norman.
That was...
because he knows
that was
I hate
awful.
Him so much.
That's for you, pal.
I like that you threw the wet wipe at him as well.
I did.
Yeah.
Now clean yourself up. You're going to like my puns.
That's what he needs to wash off.
That's right.
Can I use that, actually?
You want a wet wipe?
Fred.
Why now?
Fred.
Because the show's
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe I should save that for later, just in case.
Just in case of what? He's waiting down for you in the parking lot.
Don't make
just in case
like
you
that.
Get a GHB culotte on the way home.
Just in case. Shamrock shake side of GHB.
Don't take orange juice from this one over here.
I won't.
Don't.
What?
He didn't use Hey, he was a victim.
Yeah.
Dude,
who said yes? I would love to take your drugs.
He poured it in his own drink.
It was college. If that was the weirdest thing I did in college.
I don't believe that it was.
And in next week's episode.
Next time on Chris and Molly's podcast, John Carunas talks more about his college experience. We'll hear more wacky tales from a young John. You thought his GHB story was thrilling. Wow. Wait until you hear the next one about John, the donkey, and the clown. Not really.
And after that,
wow, that really captured everyone's imagination. They're like, really? I made that up. Totally
it's like
made
a segment
up.
On the Today Show.
Yeah.
Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Yep.
Next on 60 Minutes.
And after that, the world's best cereal? Telling you.
I think I'm going to have to record a warning up front for this because we talk an awful lot about rape and sex and blind dates at
it's
the
his
Griffith
fault.
Park.
It is not my fault.
This one it got was, weird.
It was Greg's fault.
Greg, Craig, Fred,
yeah.
Is that like Drop Dead Fred, but Greg, Craig, Fred?
Yeah,
could be.
Exactly.
You telling Fred to drop dead?
Yes.
I don't want that on my conscience if
me
something
neither.
Happens to this.
I want it.
Fred in Albuquerque, who's really in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear from the person who actually said, that was me. I'm waiting to hear from somebody tomorrow.
I'm going to check
who says they called in. Because I saw the phone number, so I can identify the person if I want to. I don't know offhand. I'm just saying that the phone number is accessible, so maybe we should find out who it was.
We're calling it in the parking lot after the show.
Tune in next week where we call Fred at home. This is going to be a barrage of teasers for upcoming episodes. Because they're all going to be upcoming because we're done. Sorry, guys. We're out of time.
Great.
John's like, I got orange juice. It's getting cold in the car. Oh, man. You know what, though? This is the third time we've done a show together. I'd say this was a charm. I mean, for me, and it's my show, so.
Always.
That's my judgment.
I feel great.
I feel gross.
And you weren't even the one who offered to get. That's why you feel gross, because you didn't. Nobody offered.
You were upset.
Nobody wanted to pay to fist you.
My butt looks really good, and Candace just took it away from me. Like,
I know, Candace, we got a call in like 12 seconds from when Candace showed her ass. I think Candace wins.
Like, oh, shit, it's amazing.
I won last time. So Candace and I are going to have an ass off on the next one.
Let's see what we can crop up.
Come back for the April Fool's show, everybody. John will tell more stories from college. And Chris and Candace will see who has the better ass.
So get your caramel corn and your sodas.
Tune in live at SkidRowsNews.com. Mondays at 9 p.m. That sounds like a Nickelodeon voiceover, actually. Yeah, that's really, really.
Ridiculous.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Follow John on Instagram and send your hate to Hey, it's John K on Instagram. Send your offers for favors to Candace at ListShark26.
Do not send me that shit.
Do not tweet Candace anything inappropriate at ListShark26.
Send her chainmail.
I'll murder you.
And Norman wants to be left alone.
Don't talk to me.
Unless you're cute and want to meet up at Griffith Park. Because apparently that's a win.
Just figured we'd go see the stars, you know. I'll point out which constellations are which.
Show you my
I'm trying
paper.
To think if there are any astrological pickup lines I know, but I came up with nothing. I've had 20-odd minutes to think of one, and I got nothing.
John could, but don't.
No, John's going to come up with some kind of
plan. I'll think of something.
I don't, because everybody working in Mission Control wants to go home.
Fair enough.
So we're out of here. So, thank you all for tuning in. We do appreciate it. And once again, subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on YouTube. Tune in every Monday night. John, Candace, and Norman will not be back next week, but they'll be back soon enough. And follow the show at Cape Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, Chris Abalo, and on Instagram at Chris Sells Out. And once again, share. It's all we ask from you. So until next time, for Norman, Candace, and John, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment. See you later.